This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Flynnis Isaac speaking this morning, flying solo, and giving you a guided tour through a form of farming that you've probably never heard of, which is food foresting. Now, in the first hour, I described more or less how a food forest was set up. And in this hour, I would like to go into a little bit more of the larger farming system that I use food foresting in on my farm. Okay, I'm actually in the process of setting up a food forest on my farm. And my farm is in semi-arid Victoria in Australia. And normally we have very hot, very dry, very long summers. Okay? And we might have 2 or 3 months of again. I think that we copped out. Okay, now where was I? I was talking about our local climate here in Victoria in Australia. We have a semi-arid Mediterranean climate here. We have several months at a time during the summer, where it's over 40 degrees centigrade every single day. And so you'll see no rain at all. It's completely normal for there to be no rain for up to 5 months during the summer. This year is a bit different because of La Nina. We've had floods, not here on my farm, but in other places. Normally, it's baking hot, baking dry, and you couldn't expect any really significant rain until about March or April of next year by this time of the year. But we've had a wet summer so far, and the ground is still moist outside, and it's still pretty cold during the day, meaning less than 20 degrees Celsius. I think it's been about 16 to 18, maybe 14 or 15 degrees during the day. But anyway, the sort of plants that I have in my system, as the pioneer species, Atantia ficus indica, the Indian fig nopal cactus, has been my primary canopy species. And as a shrub layer, I've had Trianium, that's Aeonium arboreum, as a shrub layer. And as a vine layer, I've had, I'm having poison berries. And as a long-term canopy species, which will grow and eventually shade out the prickly pears, and that's okay, apple, Japanese plum, European plum, peach cots, figs, and olives. And, of course, a herb layer of mint, mugwort, sage, rosemary, and assorted aloes as well. And although I'm not sure if you would count those in the shrub layer or in the, in the layer below that. But what I'm trying to get through is you can do this in absolutely any climate. I could have this sort of system anywhere from the, anywhere you could grow trees, basically. So from a high alpine area, but obviously below the tree line, through to a desert, I could have this type of agriculture, or it's called, silviculture or food forestry. I could have it growing anywhere, but I would obviously have to vary the species depending on where I am, and also to plant at the appropriate time of year, depending on where you are, what climate you're in, and when you would normally plant things. So a lot of areas of the United States, certainly, it would be too late to set up this sort of system this year. Although if you were in somewhere like Florida or southern Texas, southern California, and so on, you could absolutely be setting up a food forest right now, provided you could keep your water up to it. And probably you would want to start with your pioneer species being some sort of prickly pear. Now, the wider type of farming that I do is called permaculture. And, I mean, books have been written on permaculture, and I'm not going to be able to tell you everything about setting up a permaculture farm in this broadcast. And if you're interested in the topic, I would encourage you to go after the work of Bill Mollison. He's passed on the last few years, but he was the man who first established permaculture. And also David Holmgren, that's H-O-L-M-G-R-E-N. He was the man who first partnered with Bill Mollison to formulate what it actually was that permaculture is. And also Jeff Lawton, that's G-E-O-S-S, Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N. And if you research their work, then you will be able to find out how to set up a permaculture farm. But basically, permaculture is set up to be an ethical farming system that could solve all the world's problems. That's basically what it does. And it doesn't need heavy agricultural machinery, although you can use to help to get things started. Obviously, they help. but usually they're not needed to, once the system is established, they're not needed. And you can, it's set up as an ethical farming system. Doesn't need fossil fuels. Relies on natural systems. And also you use one part of the system to help to maintain another part of the system, which fits in with what I've been talking about with food foresting. Okay? For instance, the chickens scratch underneath the fruit trees and eat the codling moth larvae. Your chickens get fed, they turn what was a problem, meaning the codling moth, into a solution, which means food for your chickens and eggs for you. Now, what does a permaculture system look like? Well, it would be, like I said, that's a whole topic. I'm not going to go into everything of how to set up a permaculture system here. It's too complicated, and I haven't got enough time. I could speak for hours on the topic. But in a nutshell, you divide your farm into zones, okay? You have zone zero, which is your house. Then you have zone one, which is the area immediately around your house. That's where you spend most of your time. During the day, you would, each one of us, by nature, would just spend most of our time, if we were at home, in the area immediately around your house. You know, I can hear music. I think we're heading into a commercial break. And I'll see you all on the other side.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. Just Isaac speaking here. We've got a lesson today on permaculture and food forestry. And I was discussing how a permaculture farm might be set up. And probably the most distinctive thing about, I mentioned that probably about the most distinctive thing about a permaculture farm is the zone. Okay? So you've got zone zero, which is your house. Then you've got zone one, which is the area immediately around your house. Okay? This is where any one of us by nature spends most of our time. So in zone one, you're going to put all of the things that need your constant attention. So things like nursery plants, things that you really need to tend and nurture, things like chicken pens, things like, more delicate plants, your pet plants, like maybe your orchids, if you grow orchids and this sort of thing. These are the things that would grow in zone one because they are near your house and you spend, by nature, spend a lot of time there. Out from there, you've got zone two, which is the next area out from your house that you spend, that by nature you spend the next most amount of time in. So, zone one, you're coming and going there. all the time. You're there multiple times per hour. So but zone two, you might go there a few times a day. So maybe two or three times a day you'd go to your zone two area. And there would be things that you don't really, you know, that you're kind of keeping an eye on, but you don't really need to pay such close attention to as the things that are in zone one. And then you get zone three, which is, of course, you know, the next area out from your house. You spend less time in zone three than you spend in zone two. So you might go to zone three once a day, let's say. You know, so I don't know, it might be things like your wood pile, might be in zone three. If you have an outdoor long drop, the long drop, plant, you know, you don't need much tending. Animals that only need to be seen to once a day. And that would be your zone three area. And obviously things like, you know, fruit trees, you would need to, you know, harvest the fruit during the season once a day. But then out from there you get zone four. Now you might only go to zone four a few times a week. Okay? And you've got the things there that that you don't need to attend to as much as the things in zone three. I think you get the picture of how this is going down. I think it's zone five, which is more or less wilderness. And you might only go to the zone five area of your property a few times a year. So, you know, it can be more or less left to nature. And it's good because nature needs land as well. That's just how it is. And you'll find that if you set your place up in this manner, that the center of production will end up being in zone one. That it will be, that's where you spend most of your time. It will be, end up being the most fertile area. It will be the area that you really put your heart and soul into. And it will generally be quite important. Maybe the size of the suburban block of land. Even if you're living right out in the countryside. Okay, I think we're heading off to the FRU. And when we get back, I would like to go into some more detail on this topic.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A fusion breakthrough was unveiled on Tuesday by the U.S. Department of Energy. Researchers in California produced more energy from fusing atoms together than they used to start the process, a goal since the 1930s when we started playing around with atoms. Essentially limitless power from cheap hydrogen found in seawater. 1 gram of hydrogen theoretically contains as much energy as burning 10 tons of coal. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition, and that is creating more energy from fusion reactions than the energy used to start the process.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been indicted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern District of New York. He's been charged with 8 counts of fraud, as well as violating campaign finance rules. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's
hot? I've got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking again. I'm talking today about permaculture and food foresting. And I just went in the last segment about how a permaculture farm might be set up and that it involves the establishment of a zone. Now, I want to go back to focusing on zone one because of all the zones, that's probably going to receive the majority of your attention. And I'll give an example of how it went down at my place, okay? I have a mud brick house that is my zone zero. And in the backyard, I have about a half an acre of fenced off land. Okay. And it has 6 foot high fences all the way around. That is my backyard zone one. And I have a front yard as well, which is not fenced, you know, or not immediately fenced. You know, I've got fences which are further out, which is the paddock. But this area is just sort of defined as like an area. It's my little front garden. And it's a cactus garden. I'm going through there constantly. All the time, backwards and forwards during the day, and also in the backyard as well. And if I was going to set up a zone one for, you know, a permaculture system, in hindsight, I would probably only set aside about a quarter of an acre for a zone one area. Because I fenced off a half an acre of land and I'm only using half of it. And I mean, maybe I will extend it in the future. But half of it is planted out in, you know, obviously prickly pear cactus, Pontiophagus invita, and tree aeoniums, which are my two favourite pioneers. So whenever I need to establish a new area of whatever, I plant it in tree aeoniums and natural. Those are my foundations. And also kangaroo apples, which is Solanum laciniatum. And so if you want to look to see what they are, then go to your favourite search engine and type in kangaroo apples and you'll see what they are. They grow to be from seed, which is, you know, about a 16th of an inch, 8th of an inch seed, to a tree that's 7 or 8 feet tall in 1 year. And they live, they're short-lived, they only live to be 7 or 8 years old. Although if you prune them back, they will keep reshooting and they'll live a lot longer. If you cut them back every 5th year, then they won't die. They'll just keep going. But anyway, like I said, I would only set up about a quarter of an acre to be the zone one area. And you will find that you spend most of your time there, that you put most of your plants in there. It will receive the majority of your attention, okay? And if you have poultry, that's probably a really, really good place to keep your poultry. And my poultry is actually in zone two, which is, you know, my vegetable area. But I'm coming and going from that multiple times per day as well, but probably not quite as often as zone one. But I'm in the vegetable garden a few times a day, so that's where I locate my poultry. But zone one or two is a good place for poultry. You will find that because you're spending most of your time in zone one, because it gets most of your attention, that this is the part that is probably best to first establish a food forest, because you're going to be here looking after it all the time, and you will really, really come to love your food forest, your little quarter acre food forest. And you will find that that its productivity will absolutely astound you. I'm not even kidding. You will see it. You think that fruit trees can grow quickly. When you are in an area, when you have dedicated that particular area actually being the area that you are going to focus most of your time and most of your energy on, you are going to find that you are looking for ways to nurture that area. Then you will find that you want to make trips out to the local racetrack to get horse manure, for example. And yes, racetrack horse manure is just fine to put on to vegetables once it's been composted, that is. And you can build a compost heap in your chicken pen. Your chickens will turn the compost and they will flatten out a compost heap in about one day. And you will have to go and build that compost heap, which will take about 15 or 20 minutes. That's the very next day. And then they'll pull it apart and then you'll put it back together. And they'll pull it apart and you'll put it back together. And within about 2 or 3 weeks, you'll have a load of compost. And you'll be so astounded at the speed that happens. You will be motivated to go and put that compost on your garden, on your fruit tree. You'll be motivated to want to grow vegetables because success builds success. You know, when you see the absolute marvelous job the chickens do of tearing apart a compost heap so that you have to pile it up again, and that within 2 or 3 weeks, through most of the year, unless you're in an absolute snowy climate, but even during the winter, you'll find that the chickens don't stop working just because it's cold. In fact, you'll find that they're drawn to the warmth of the compost heap, and they will want to pull it apart even more during the winter. And that's it. Oh, by the way, if you're going to do a compost heap, you've got to make it at least 1 cubic meter of material in order to have it hot enough to really do its job. So you'll find that compost is an ongoing activity for you, and that you will be producing once you really get going with this system, about 1 cubic meter of compost every 3 weeks. And boy, oh boy, when you're producing that much compost, you better believe that you're going to have the world's most amazing garden in no time flat. That is for sure. And like I say, I'm aware that in the United States, you're heading through most of the United States, you're heading into snow time. But you can put the compost down and it will, to move the next lot of compost out onto, and lay it out on the snow. And you will find that it will work its way into the soil over the winter and provide a patch of fertility when the snow melts in the spring. It's but you will find that little quarter acre piece of land becomes amazingly productive for you, much more so than if you tried to get your whole farm to produce at that level in 1 hit. And you'll find so once you put that little quarter acre food forest in, and once it begins to grow after a few years into an amazing food producing system, then you'll be encouraged. And you'll find that your initial food forest begins to look after itself, and that you can move on to the next quarter acre. And you might get to the stage where you are starting a 1/4 acre food forest each year, just gradually expanding it out. That can very easily happen because, like I say, success breeds success. When you find that you can do something, you're encouraged to keep doing it. And this was a very easy system to do because you're not fighting nature. You're actually using natural systems and just kind of nudging them in the right direction. Okay? Instead of seeing blackberries as a darn nuisance, well, why not plant them at the bottom of, you know, somewhere where you don't want possums to go? So if you don't want possums on your roof of your shed or your house, just find out where the possums are climbing up, like, for instance, around the drain pipe, and plant a bramble there. And I can guarantee that your possums will not want to go up there anymore because they don't like storms. They do not like storms one little bit. And I don't blame them because they got soft little feet, really. You know, and they got soft little noses. And although the berries are quite yummy, they don't really like to deal with the prickles. And like I said, who can blame them? But this is it. You're changing the way you're looking at the world, where instead of seeing problems, you're seeing answers. And if you see a problem, think to yourself, how can this be an answer? Once you begin to see things like that, farming becomes an absolute delight. It really, truly does. Because you see possibilities where everybody else just sees problems. And you find that you're walking around your place with a smile on your face instead of a frown, thinking of all the work and all the difficulties and all the problems. You're just seeing all the possibilities all the way around you. Okay, I can hear music again. I think we're hanging to another break. I'm in a sense of the final segment. So I'll see you on the other side.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is the last segment of the show. In closing, I would like to encourage you to make a start with setting up your food foraging system. It's not hard. It's very, very easy. Like I said, you are cooperating with nature, and you will find that when you begin cooperating with nature, that nature almost runs towards you with open arms. And it's an absolutely delightful way of doing something. It really, truly is. And I wish that I could tell all the people out there who are doing conventional farming and farming that is, using up so much fossil fuels, using up so many resources to provide production, that they don't have to do things that way, that they can actually with natural cycles and have an abundant life and, have it so that their farm is no longer a burden to them, but it is actually a delight. Because I don't think that farming was meant to be, I don't think it was meant to be a burden. I think that we were meant to work with nature to produce the food that we need, the clothing that we need, the resources that we need, everything that we need, the wood, the firewood, the building materials, all of it comes from nature. And once you begin to learn how to work with nature to provide the resources that you need for your daily existence, including generating revenue, there are some highly productive permaculture farms out there that are generating really, really healthy income for their farmers. And I would like to In closing, in the last few minutes of the broadcast, I would like to point out some resources. For one thing, the Permaculture Designer's Manual by Bill Mollison. All of these, this can be bought on Amazon. I'm sure if you type in Bill Mollison, Permaculture Designer's Manual on Amazon, that you would find it. And I would encourage you, if you want to learn how to do permaculture farming, there are courses throughout the United States. This was a farming system that was first devised in Australia, but it's now worldwide. It's growing by leaps and bounds as a farming technology. I don't know if you would hardly call it a technology, but a farming system. So there's probably a permaculture designer's course in your area. Anybody can do permaculture on their own, but in order to teach it, then you'd have to get the permaculture designer's qualification. Or in order to work as a consultant, you have to have the qualification, because the people who set up the system have a copyright. If you want to do the farming for your own sustenance, permaculture farming for your own sustenance, there's no restrictions on that whatsoever. You're happy to do it for yourself and get a hold of a copy of the Permaculture Designer's Manual. Learn from the book if you like, if there's no courses in your area. I would absolutely encourage you, if you can do a Permaculture Designer's course, then I would absolutely encourage you to do so. And, this was it. You are going to find that your whole way of looking at the world transforms for the better, and that you are going to see everything as a solution rather than a problem. And you'll probably find that your whole outlook on life takes a chance for the better. I can hear the music. That means that we're at the end of the transmission, at the end of the class. God bless you all. I'll see you next week, and I'll see you later.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.